Blog Talk Radio.
When a person say I'm good, that means they are what? Sister Jay,
What that mean when somebody say that we can read in Romans 7:12? We good. Yeah, what that mean? Sister J. Israel. When somebody say, okay, well, we good. So that mean they are Romans 7 verse 12 then, right? So that means, so when somebody tell you, Sister J. Israel, well, I'm good. So what are they really saying? They saying they are a keeper of Torah instruction. So that's what they're saying. So when a person says, okay, well, how's it going? He said, well, we good. These are all. You a Torah keeper, huh? And this is what that means. Then you got to have your verse now. And what verse would you check to find out if they're good at again?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Okay, good enough. Never forget that. Make that note. Because you might call mom. My mom said, well, I'm good, my daughter. I'm good. Well, mom, that mean, mommy, you a Romans 7:12. What that mean, my child? That mean you a Torah keeper, first five book. Oh, no, I don't do that. Well, don't say you're good then. Because when you're good, you keep in Torah instruction. Matt. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young lion, Brother Mackay, what we got? Let me get something going on. We got about 15 more minutes, then we can get off and unleavened bread. But right now we're still in the past. So what's going on in Luke chapter 12, verse 12?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour. Matter of fact, young lion, look on your phone and tell me, what do Lent mean? L-E-N-T, Christianity, Lent, Christianity. What do that mean? Kind of strange feeling that tie-in to something. I don't know what it really means, but Lent is playing a part of something that it got some sneakiness in it and some Lent. Can anybody tell me what Lent means? But by why that going on? J. Israel. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
Okay, I got some.
You got some on Lent?
Okay, Lent.
What Lent mean?
Okay, this is the botanical definition of botanical, the meaning of Lent, definition of Lent. And I'm going to read it like it is.
Right.
In the Christian church.
In the Christian church.
A period of pinnacle preparation for Easter.
Oh, it's the pinnacle of preparation for Easter. Okay. And when is it?
In Western churches, it began on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, so on Ash Wednesday, that's the kickoff of Lent. Ash Wednesday, go ahead.
6.5 weeks before Easter.
6.5 weeks. So otherwise, Easter might come in a given time too, right? Mm-hmm. 6.5 weeks before Easter. So Easter might be when is Easter? When do they celebrate Easter anyway? I find out when is Easter. Because right now they must be in the Lent period right now, because Easter should be had it on its way. When is Easter anyway?
Okay, minute of Easter.
Yeah, when is it? When is Easter this year?
The
17th. Easter going to be the 17th of this month?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, so Easter going to be the 17th day of this month? Oh, so Easter is just like when they be doing... When they be doing the Passover, and all the feast days by observing it, you never know what time it's gonna be on. You never have a specific time or anything, huh? And that was going on. You don't have a specific time on anything. And see, how could that be? See, how could that be the right way? And you ain't got a specific time on Lent, and you ain't got a if you play it by their rules, you ain't got a specific time on Lent. But Easter, you ain't got a specific date on the feast days of the Almighty. You ain't got no timeline when you follow a date system. But when you follow Yahweh's Bible rules, then you see the difference in everything. That's the key right there. You'll see the difference in everything when you follow things by the Bible. If you follow it by the Bible, you're going to be all right. That's the game changer. Follow things according to the Bible. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you. Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She ain't no brother.
Brother Hoshea Israel C. Roy. Hallelujah. So.
Yeah, wasn't here y'all
fly. So, well, that's your better half there.
Better half.
That's my better half. Hallelujah.
Y'all
fly.
They end up in a captive land
that's not theirs. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see if the young lion read this and precept and all that right there. Now, how can we find out who we're talking about? Right there. Young lion. The young lion, now look what it, look what we got here. They said Dave was laid away captive.
Uh-huh.
That means Dave's in captivity. Right?
Uh-huh.
After they forsook the Torah instruction, the Dave went off into captivity. Is that what we got so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if that's the case, let's see can we find out exactly. Let's see can we do a little precepting on that. See, that's the key of doing precept. Read that verse again. Sister Jay, read that verse again while the young lions is trying to run that down. Now, we're going to see one thing about it. We have to, see, we got to try everybody. Because we got to be clear that we're not just parakeeting. See, if we parakeeting, then when time appointed, we're going to jump out there with a parakeet, a frame of mind. And that's not good. So now read that verse again, and I will know how much NFOB precept in that verse.
Judas chapter 10, verse 18 reads, but when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were laid captive into a land that was not theirs.
All right, good. Now we got they, and they was led captive in a land that's not they. Now that one verse 18. Let's take a look at that one verse and see what we can get out of that one verse. One verse we want to get out is 18. The day, we need a name on the day, and we want to get a name on the who went into captivity. Now, how about that? Let's see, can the young line, get to the plate. We got one thing about it. See, we got to make sure clearly when time appointed that we ready to go. So now I won't know who the bay is and who went off into captivity that we can read. Young lions, help the old seer out. Let the seer know y'all your own self. Now I want the bay first, then one gets the bay and one gets the captivity. Who is they talking about the bay and the captivity? Who is they talking about that we can read? We got two. In verse 18 of Judas chapter 5, verse 18, we got two statements in there. We got the day and the captivity. It said when they forsook the way, they went into captivity. This is the first day of unleavened bread, but sun went down now. So we in the first day of unleavened bread. So now all I want to do is get them two out the way, then we get on the subject matter of unleavened bread. First day of unleavened bread, we kept Passover, so Passover is officially over. That means for the next 7 days, you don't put no leaven in your mouth. Don't take it out your house and put it in your car and hide it. Don't do all that. Now, don't do that because, see, that ain't what you're supposed to do. So you got to understand from that talking spiritually, it's talking about don't put it in your mouth. For the next 7 days, you don't put leaven in your mouth. For the next 7 days. See, now we got to be clear to teach that because a lot of people thinking now we go and look and read all the labels and everything. Oh, this got leaven in it. I'll put this away. This got leaven in it. Put this away. No, what Yahweh is telling you, close your mouth on leaven for 7 days. That's what he's telling you to do. For the next 7 days and every first day or every feast day, It's the white garments with your fringes on it, and every first day. So now we're on the first day of our letter. We've done the white garments on the first day of Passover. That's over with now. But you got to return Passover this time to come. If you missed the first Passover, you didn't get a chance to make it to now one of the six anointed camps. Yahweh got provision for you to do the second month on the same time. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Second month on the same time. Y'all got it? Good. All right, so now what we're looking for?
About the day with the land is not there.
With the day, the land is not there. Bubba Cotton. Move Bubba Shield shirt and put it on the
okay.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Israel.
All right. First day of unleavened bread is now officially on the clock. The first day of unleavened bread is officially on the clock. But I'm going to get my 2 ounces that I want. I'm going to get my 2 ounces that I want out of that verse 18. All right, here. Hallelujah, well. All right. Yahweh be with you with a loud voice. Yahweh be with you. We need to hear something. We got to set the table. We got to set the stage for those that come after us. We got to bring it out with some audio. When you come into the temple of Yahweh, Yahweh be with you. And you want to check them out and see if they're going to say with a loud voice, Yahweh bless you. He said, oh, they got something going on up in there. Because everybody on point. Hallelujah. Wow. Brother Hoshea Israel, see you right.
There they go.
Take my seat. Yeah, you
Hallelujah. All right. So now, where we at now? I'm still looking for two. I'm looking for two statements. Verse 18 again. I need some answers out of verse 18. I need to give me some kind of answers out of verse 18. No, you read already. Now, young lions, I need to know who the day is, and I gotta know who the one that went into captivity. Then I'm gonna go into the past, an unleavened bread lesson. At least I'm gonna start it off. What's that, Mother Z? Brother Micaiah. Ask Brother Micaiah that.
Oh, your sister.
Yeah, he's catching. Oh, hallelujah. See, Brother Micaiah, he got eyes all in his back everywhere. So I leans on Brother Micaiah. I like to say, he been on singing already for old fear on singing something. And that's what I like. Some young lions got them long stretched out legs and get them down the road and butt tighter. That's what we like. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Just in case we take a nap in midair somewhere. Hallelujah. So now, but I'm still waiting to hear that verse 18 besides parakeet verse 18. Now, so I want to make sure these young lions got that down pat. Not to just read something. I want to make sure I'm going to try them out to see if they're working on something. In that verse 5:18, then we're going to get into Passover. They got two words there, they and the captivity. Now, who is the they that went into captivity? Well, now, I'm going to knock it out and get into Passover. Now, go to Hosea chapter 3. Go to Hosea chapter 4 and see can we tie his hands, rules of day. They've gone into captivity. Hosea chapter 4. Now, read that verse again, Sister J. Israel. Verse 5:18.
Judah, read 5:18, read.
Okay.
But when they departed.
They departed
from the way
which he appointed them.
They were destroyed.
They were destroyed
in many battles.
And they lost many battles.
Very sore.
Very sore.
And were land that was not theirs.
And they were led captive in the land that's not theirs. Now let's go to Hosea chapter 4. Let's go to Hosea chapter 4. Let's find out who the they did all that. Now, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Hosea chapter 4 and pick it up at verse number 6. Let's see if we tie this in. 4 verse 6.
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
Now listen real good.
My people.
My people.
Read like it is.
Yeah, my people.
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. That you should be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the first 5 books for instruction of Yahweh. I will also forget your children.
Okay, now back up and read verse 4.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 4.
Yeah.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 4. Let no man strive nor prove another, for your people are as they that strive with the priest. See?
Go ahead.
Verse 5. Therefore should you fall in the day, and that the shepherd, teacher, pastor, deacon also shall fall you in the night, and I will destroy your mother.
Okay.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
My people.
My people.
My people Israel.
No, just read like I said.
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Because you have rejected knowledge.
You have rejected knowledge.
I will also reject you.
And I'm also going to reject you.
That you should be no more priest to me.
You will be no more priest to me. Go ahead.
See that you have forgotten the first 5 books Torah instruction of your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
I will also forget your children.
Yeah, I'm also going to forget your children. Now let's see who these my people is and verse number Hosea 4:1. Who is my people?
Hosea 4:1. Read.
What it read?
Hear the word of Yahweh, you children, nation, family of Israel.
Okay.
For Yahweh have controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
You got a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
Because there's no truth.
It's no truth.
No mercy.
No mercy.
No knowledge of Yahweh in the land.
And no knowledge of Yahweh in the land. Go ahead.
Verse 12 reads, by swearing and lying.
By swearing and lying.
And killing.
And killing. But did I get a name on my people in 4:1? Was it a name?
Children of Israel. So, nation of Israel.
Can we read that? Was it red? Did I get red? Was that red 4:1?
Oh, Yahweh.
Okay, read it again.
Hear the word of Yahweh, you children, nation, family of Israel.
Oh, so now we know who is the day here. Is the family of Israel. Now, let's go to Isaiah. From the book of Isaiah. We go on to the book of Isaiah. Who is that? Captain Joseph on ran past me like that before I even see. Is that Captain Joseph? Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
I mean, I don't hear the greetings. I don't hear the greetings loud. I mean, come on, Buck Titus. You got to get
this. What's
this there? Mr. Jay, what are these greetings? And these greetings ain't loud enough for foul name there, Buck Titus. I mean, come on, huh? I mean, I ain't hearing nothing.
What's this there?
It's hard.
Shalom.
And Yahweh be with you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Yahweh bless you. Yahweh be with you. And Yahweh bless me. All right, grandson. Yahweh bless me. The grandson is in the house. And the temple of Yahweh. Good. So now,
Isaiah.
Did I get a name?
Yeah, I named it. Isaiah 4:1.
The day where we got there, right?
Isaiah
4:1. Now we're going to find the captivity. Now let's find out. Let's go to Isaiah. We're going to the book of Isaiah. We're going to Isaiah 13. We're going to Isaiah 13. We got to hear a little bit more about. Read that verse one more time, Sister J. Israel. that 5:18. Well, I'm trying to get it out the way, and then we're going right off into the unleavened bread, the ceremony of unleavened bread. See, we on point.
Judah chapter 5:18 reads. But when they departed from the way.
From the way.
Which he appointed them.
Right.
They were destroyed.
They were destroyed.
In many battles.
In many battles.
Very sore.
Mm-hmm.
And were led captives into a land that was not theirs.
So, and they was led captive in a land that was not theirs. Now, go to Isaiah chapter 5. Go to Isaiah chapter 5. We're going to Isaiah chapter 5, and we'll look at verse number 7.
Isaiah the 5th, chapter 5, verse 7 reads.
What it reads.
From the vineyard of Yahuwah.
From the vineyard of Yahuwah.
Of hosts.
Of hosts.
Is the family of Israel.
Captain Joseph. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Captain Joseph is in the temple of Yahuwah.
Captain Joseph, Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we get ready. We have seen a young lion. They get the more they roar, the more the old elder get happy. I tell you like that. The more the young lions roar, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. When them young lions start roaring, we get happy around here.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Brother Hoshea Israel, see Roy. You see what you got to see that, Brother Hoshea Israel, see Roy. You hear them young lions. You see them young lions roaring around him. There. Hallelujah, God. And them young lions, they're getting ready to start roaring around here now. Hallelujah, God. Now. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Now, where are we at now?
I'm at Hosea chapter 5, verse 7.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 7.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 7 reads.
What it reads?
For the vineyard of Yahuwah's host.
Yeah.
Is the nation of Israel, northern kingdom, and the man of Yada, the southern kingdom, his pleasant plan.
Okay.
And he looked for judgment, for behold oppression, for righteousness. But behold the cry.
So this conversation about who right here? In verse 7, what is this conversation all about? I'm thinking we get past some parakeeting. What is it about there, young Titus? What is this conversation about in 5 verse 7? It's concerning who?
Northern and southern kingdom. Yes.
Of Israel, right?
Of Israel.
Okay, right. Good. So that's what it's about. Now give me a precept on that in 30 verse 4, Brother Micaiah. Give me a precept on that in 30 verse 4. Of the book of Jeremiah. I need a precept on that. 30 verse 4. I need a precept on that.
Jeremiah chapter 30.
Mm-hmm.
Picking it up at verse 4.
Yes.
Verse 4 reads.
What it reads.
And these are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, and concerning Yada, polluted word Judah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So now we clear. This is what it's conversation about, right? Right?
Well,
now, come to Isaiah chapter 5 and pick up verse 13. Now, with that understanding now, let me see which one of them young lions going to take care of this person's grand style in verse 13. Now, with that understanding, we clear, we got the precept, we got everything laid out, but now we going two by two. We scheduling some other body's establishment, and we're already salute them in grand style with our salutation by saying, Yahuwah be with you. And we were waiting to hear a what?
Yahuwah bless you.
And we waited, and if we didn't hear that, then we know we were clear that it might be a little chaos up in this place because we didn't get the return blessing, right? Right. Now, with all that understanding, we in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Now, the young lion's going to break this down in 5:13. Come on, brother Titus, put it on the table. Isaiah 5:13. What it say?
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13.
Now remember what we read over there in that 5:18. Now we had We found out about, they talking about Israel, but now it's the captivity time, right?
Right.
Look what it says in 5:13 of Isaiah.
Isaiah, the seer, chapter 5, verse 13, read.
Listen to this.
Therefore, my people Israel are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and an honorable man are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Hey.
Verse 14. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure.
Wait a minute. So hell is a place. It's a condition where people are at that went into captivity. Mm-hmm. Now, where did these Israelites go? Did they go up on the ground or did they go past the stars, moon, the sky to be in the captivity? Where is this happening? Right here on earth.
Right here,
so you
right
can
right.
make you can make you can make this thing your hell right here.
Right here.
So your hell ain't no dirt put up on the ground somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Your hell is right on top of this land right here. He said, my people have went to hell.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? That's what he said in verse 13. So he ain't talking about going up on that ground.
Nah.
You're right on top of this thing right now. It's hell where you see all these things going against your people today.
Right.
It's hell where your people going to bed. This stuff is very important to keep and be about this day. That's hell on these people. So then it's there. Hell have enlarged herself, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And their greatness.
And opening mouth without measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And their greatness. And their multitude.
Yeah.
And their force.
Mm-hmm.
And he that rejoices to descend into it.
And if you rejoice being in hell, you will do what? You're gonna be tied right up into it yourself. See, you'll be all tied up into what they got on the table, and you'll be right caught up in the middle of it by not taking care of business that Yahweh bless you with. Verse 15.
Listen
to this.
And the mean man should be brought down.
But so sooner or later, Yahweh, I'm gonna get the mean man and bring him down. But I don't get the mean man when I can't recognize the peoples of the book. I can't take care of the mean man yet.
Right.
Because you won't cry for the mean man. I start living the mean man up. You won't start crying for the mean man. Go ahead.
And the mighty man should be humble.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes of the lofty should be humble.
What about the verse 16?
Verse 16. But Yahweh should be exalted in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh that is righteous should be sanctified in righteousness.
You see that? So we got a lot on tape, y'all. Saying that this hell is the state of condition that we in right now. And all we're going to come out this thing, now come on back to Judas again, Brother Titus. Now we read verse 18. Now look what was said. And David, we read 5:18 already. Now let's look at verse 19. We're going to read down to verse 22. Then we'll get off into the feet that we on. But we had to throw that on tape to make sure y'all got the precepts to go in and deal with that 18 verse, or that 5:18, you got the precepts behind it, the people that's talking about the children of Israel, and the captivity is in Captain Joseph. Swing over to 6:13 in the book of Daniel and get a name on the one that went into captivity that we can read. Daniel 6:13. Captain Joseph. I was young God Judah, another one of them young lions. Young lion. Yeah. Verse 13. And put some air in your chest. Put some air in your chest.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 13.
Listen to this.
And it reads.
What it reads.
Then after Daniel said before the king.
What?
That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity
that,
of Yahweh Judah. Daniel chapter 6, verse 13.
Yes.
Then after Daniel said before the king.
What it say?
That Daniel. Which is of the children of the captivity.
He's the children of the captivity of who?
Yahweh Judah.
That's it. That's all I want out of it. So now we not going to take care of verse 18 and Judas 5:18. So we know it clearly. They talk about some, they strategizing on Yahweh Judah. And they telling the king's right-hand man, taught a fast exactly what's going on in 5:18. And what did he say in verse 19?
Judah chapter 5, verse 19, read.
What it reads.
But now are they returned to their Yahuwah.
Oh, but now they have returned back to their Yahuwah. He said, now Yahuwah Judah.
Hallelujah.
They have finally returned back to their Yahuwah. You hear that, grandson? Hallelujah. So they finally have returned back to the Yahuwah. Keep reading.
They all come up from the places where they were scattered.
And now Yahuwah Judah started to come back that they've been scattered in the mat.
Okay.
You ain't got to run over in that dump fat over there because you got to kick that in the ring. You got to come back in the mat. Go ahead.
They have possessed the southern kingdom, Yahuwah Judah, the little word Jerusalem.
Right.
And their sanctuary, the temple, is. And I see it in the hill country. For it was desolate.
Some young lions coming in. Y'all get happy to see young lions coming in. That means men old elders
getting
shot. Bless you, grandson. Hallelujah. Grandson come in. Wide and tall. Hallelujah. Now, where we at now? I got so happy now. I bet I finished reading verse 19.
Verse 19.
What?
But now are they returning to their Yahuwah?
It's too late. You are returning back to Yahuwah.
Yahuwah do to them. Mother dear, Israel is Roy.
And every nation can tell you right now how they unlaid something on Judah. they call African-American Negro. Every nigga, every nation can tell you about how they on whooped up in time past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got records how they on whooped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Every nation can tell you they got some record of when they whooped old Negro. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 21, read. If there be no sin in their nation.
But here's the point, and that's what we're trying to put up in Boston.
Of the children of life.
If there's no sin in this Boston of the children of life, go ahead.
All right. Let my young fight now pass by.
He said, y'all better leave. Y'all better leave. You better leave that camp alone. Them six camps alone. Better leave alone.
Let that Yahuwah defend them.
You see that? See, when you get right with Yahuwah, two by two, Yahuwah told you 18, 19, I'm going to be with you. Mm-hmm. So when you get yourself right with him, when you step out there two by two, wherever you go, we read 18, verse 19, Yahuwah said, I'm with you when you step out there. And see, the world know that. That's why they show you everything to keep you from away from these feast days, these Sabbath days, my infringes, identify who you are, because the infringes will remind you to keep the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fasting statement, but it's a more of a statement showing you both to look on them infringes and remind you to keep the Torah instruction. That was the XA book. But also, it is a fasting statement, too. Majority of it is for you to look at it and you're going to sin against your mighty one. Because I'm friends to tell you, oh, you know you're out of order. You know you got to keep your, get your eyes off that Coca-Cola. Get your eyes off that washboard stomach you're seeing on out there laying the beach. Get your eyes off of that. That's what friends will tell you. They'll talk to you like another person. When you're around your friends, they'll talk to you like another person. When you're in out of order, the friends remind you, get in order. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, they might not never send them, but when you come out, friends don't, they know you've been there.
Yeah.
They know it. Yeah. When you step out in friends, they know. But if it's anywhere you at, when you step in them, with them friends on, you ask them to take a poll right there and there, they say, what was unusual here? I've seen a person come with some friends on. That's right. So the apprentice is your calling card, but you refuse to take it. You refuse to be up front. You don't want the eyes on you. But Yahuwah put it that way for him to recognize you and for the world to recognize you. You ain't never want to play with when it comes down to his word. See, that's why it's so important to keep your pressures on. See? It's a great fashion statement, but it's a covenant keeping in Yahuwah. Because he recognizes sons and daughters through the fringes.
Hallelujah.
We kick him against him. Huh? Kick him against him. Not where we at.
I'm going to finish up verse up. And we become a force before all the world.
You see that? The world know one thing. That they'll come reproach. Because, see, this ministry is going to show you exactly how to take all the nations down. But we got to get in order. And we got to make sure those that's teaching. And understand that you're not parakeet anything.
Right.
When you not only reading it, you can go and precept it to make it plain.
Yeah. Well,
that's where leadership has to be. The elder got to make sure it's clear that you're not parakeeting something. Because you said it, but if you parakeet that, what a verse that back that verse up at. See, we have to try them now before they get out there, because we want another victory statements coming back in. So that's what's going on now. We're doing, we're putting together. We want to make sure you're clear about this thing, because this is a big job ahead of us, and we're going to do it. What's the next verse say?
Okay, I'm at verse 22.
What does it say?
Judah chapter 5, verse 22.
Listen to this.
And when Ezekiel had finished these sayings, all the people standing round about the tent, murmuring.
They murmured.
And the chief man of Holofernes.
Hold a man, yeah.
Yeah, hold a fan. And all that dwell by the seaside.
What they say?
And in Moab.
What they say?
Think that we should kill them.
We should do what?
We should kill them.
Yeah, you see this thing? We should kill them.
Yeah.
See? So, I'm telling you something. You'd be surprised how much damage we don't cause out there. He had a lot of things on their mind, but Yahweh ain't going to let it happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we stand some things there and proof continue on the first day of unleavened bread. Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2.
Exodus
12, 1 and 2.
Yes. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of bondage, saying,
you got to call the word out. Then put down sentences on it. Don't skip the word.
All right.
Put sale, then explain what that word means.
Chapter 12, verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, including the word for the land of bondage.
That's right. That's slavery for us. Egypt is slavery for us. We was in slavery. Deep down slavery. That's all Egypt to us is slavery. Bondage, slavery. When we see this word, this means to us. You know what this word means to us? Help me out, Mother Eve. Mother Eve, tell me what this word means to us. In 1, 13, and 14 of Exodus. Let me show what this word means to us. Exodus 1, 13, and 14. This is what this word means to us. The word Egypt means to us. 1, 13, and 14. This is what the word means to us. When we see his word, this is what it means to us. 1, 13, and 14 of Exodus. When we see the word Egypt, when it comes down to the children of Israel, this is what this word means to us. 1, 13, and 14, Mother Z. What can we read, Mother Z? 1, verse 13 and 14. I want to know what the word Egypt means to us, the children of Israel. 1:13 and 1:14. What it mean to us?
Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Right.
And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rice.
With rigor. Rigor.
Rigor.
Rigor. Rigor.
Verse 14. And they made their lives
bitter. They made your life bitter?
With hard money.
What kind of bondage?
Hard money.
Hard. So Egypt and Egyptian means to us what?
Hard button.
That's what it means to us. Huh. We know Egypt, a Mizraim replaced the word clear enough, but what it means to us is what?
Hard button.
They even had us land ministers from there. Watching our naked tail do their work. Huh? So that what Egypt means to the children of Israel. Hard button. That was an angel. Now, where we at? Let's go back. We're about to. Where were we at?
Exodus chapter 13, verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
This
month.
Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2.
Yes.
And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, through the words of the land of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Say, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
This is going to be the first month of the year to you, okay? And what that means for the J. Israel, see, right, 13, verse 4. What does this month mean first to us? To you, children of Israel, your first month, we've been reading in 13, verse 4. Well, come on, because I'm knock it out there, Mo. Knock it out. Yeah, give me that,
Hebrew calendar
Yes.
Go ahead. These months of the festival
it's something going on A Bill, but be the first one to you. It's something going on that we need to know about. Who will pull out the word without me saying it? By looking at, it's a word in there that goes on around this time. Around this time, I'm looking for a word. It's a word. Can I get a word in there? Can I get a word exactly what A Bill means? Can I get a word what it means?
Amen.
Yeah, I need a little bit more. Something going on while Yahweh set it up.
Should be the new year.
Yeah, I'd be the new year for what? But what's going on in the new year? Something going on that they both identified why it's the new year that we can reach. Something going on to identify the new year. What's going on that we can identify the new year? Something going on that we can breathe without me saying a word.
You want to look at the definition?
Yeah, we know it means. No, something going on in there.
I can't run it down. But
okay, for time's sake, okay. That's called the green corn.
Corn.
That means you start seeing corn start blossoming around that time. Now who gonna buy that word? So that was A B of mean corn. So why that corn is going around it, and that corn. In 7824, Mother King of Israel, meaning what? What is this corn for? See, Yahweh, see, that A Bill for me and you is just corn. See, you start seeing the new corn coming up. See, if you go by January 1st, the world got everything up on the ground cringing.
That's right.
No, this is called an ear of green corn. You start seeing the corn start blocking them up around A Bill. That's what it means. Can anybody give me that definition with the corn in it? Come on, yo.
I'm looking at online dictionary to read. An ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
Much of newly ripened grain.
You see that? New ripened grains. That grain and corn is interchangeable. Now, y'all, make sure you got that definition. That's what we're talking about. That's what A-Bill means. See, they know around, they can look at the ground and tell what time it is. See, you ain't tell you look up in the way, you look down at the ground, and you start seeing, what you got the air of again?
Ear of corn.
The corn starts going around a bit. You start seeing them start flexing their arms out. They start moving around that time. You see? Huh? That's what you know in the new year. How you doing New Year in January? Everything is cringing. Everything up on the ground, cringing. Now, so we clear what A, B, or mean. Now, all you young lions, so y'all know how to get to it now?
Yeah.
Y'all know, none of you know exactly what you need. You need A, B, or means the time newly birthed in the corn, growing green corn, everything to a blossom. Getting right on blossom around that time. See? So Elder pulled it out on online dictionary. So make sure y'all got that down pat because y'all gonna be doing this legwork, you gonna run into this thing. What's going on? And you know you looking at the climate unfold and the ground, you seeing that, you saw it getting around. This is getting around New Year's right here. You're seeing some movement going on, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all got it? Now, whatever the elder got the hell on it, y'all get on with the elder and find out what he's doing. Sound that? Hallelujah, what? So now we clear what this means, right?
Corn.
So now we corn, grain, entertain, right? So now we know what A Bill means. What do A Bill mean now? Now, Brother Makai, pick up that verse number.
Revelation chapter 12.
Right. So Passover is over. Mm-hmm. Now, pick with verse 15. We in Exodus 12, verse 15. Look at that verse. One verse at a time.
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
15 reads.
What it reads?
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
Now, y'all hear that? 7 days. Is we clear now? Mm-hmm. 7 days we eat unleavened bread. Huh? See, 7 days you eat. Now, we're looking at the rules and regulations. 7 days you eat unleavened bread. Right?
Right.
And what happened next?
Even the first day you should put away leaven out of your house.
And the first day you put leaven away out of your house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the house is you, your mouth.
Yeah.
Now, we read last night. Now, what verse did we pull up last night to show that you are the house? You are the temple. What verse did we read last night? What verse did we read last night to show who is this house he's talking about? What did we read? What can we read there in Isaiah 43 that our responsibility? What is our responsibility? Coming right back to Passover, we come and make our living bread. But we got to be clear that what we got to, what mission we on. And the 43rd chapter will tell you about the mission we on in 43:21. These people are born for myself.
They just full.
And what are you people supposed to do? That's what you was created to do. So if you're not showing forth his praise, you're out of your creation that you was created to do. Look at verse 4. Look what he says. Right. Look, he's going to tell you about yourself. That in his eyes when you do right, keeping the feast day, wearing your fringes, doing some dumb things, Yahweh, know how to meet and greet one another. Yahweh be with you in return after. Yahweh bless with audio. He's going to tell you something right here in 43 verse 4.
Isaiah
43 verse 4.
Since you were precious
in my sight. You see the man said about you? See the world said you ain't nothing. But Yahweh said you were. And who's right? You see the man saying? That was the man saying about you. But the world, it flipped that on you, and now you ain't nothing. But in Yahweh's eyes, you was.
Right.
Yeah. You got to show him that. No. Well, you must be reading no Bible. Yes, I have it. But what you say over in 43:4 about me? See that?
Yeah.
Right. You checked him out for the game sale.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read. What else he say?
Thus has been honorable, and I have loved you.
See the man saying? You've been honorable, and Yahweh have what?
Love.
We can take that and go all day long with that. You see that?
Yeah.
You see what Yahweh is saying about you? He just watching y'all. You know, we all want to, you know, Yahweh said, I love me some 12 tribes in Israel, see? Go ahead.
Therefore will I give men for thee thy life.
You see the man saying? He said, I'm gonna have the other nations. I'm gonna give them to you.
Yeah.
See, and when we do get up into end time prophecy, and the top three nations, when you read in Daniel 7:23, it talks about the three that was plucked up out of the roots. See, and then everybody stuck at that stone, but we gonna give you the name of three when you read 7:23, and then you watch and say, well, who these three is plucked up out of the roots? They go all outside the world. Now here goes three that's plucked up out the roots right here in verse number 3. See, it's right here in verse 3. The three that's plucked up out of the roots that you're gonna read when they plucked up in 7:23 of Daniel. Here go the names of the three right here that was plucked up out of the root right here in verse 3. Bring it out there, Moses of Israel. Bring it out. Bring out the three. So when you're tied in, when you're going to doing the end time prophecy, everybody love end time prophecy, but you got to get the basics out the way first. You got to know who you are and prove it. See, get that out the way first. But here goes three of plucked up out of the roots right here in verse 3. Verse 3, 3.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Right.
The righteous one of Israel.
Yeah.
Your Savior.
Yeah, watch it now.
I gave Egypt.
Egypt. Go ahead. Egypt.
For ransom.
Ethiopia.
And
the saints.
Savior.
All three of them. Give them three that was plucked up out of roots. Give them three that was plucked up out of roots when you read Daniel 7:23, but we're not talking about that. We on something else. Let's go back to so be clear about that. See, we gotta be more than just parakeet. Put that parakeet stuff down. Be ready to go in the book and entertain them and some dumb things, Yahweh. Time out now. And the elders real hard, and also the me online in front of Titan, you know, People Institute. We got this thing together, y'all. Now, we're going back to the 12th chapter and who's reading that? When that brother Joseph reading that?
Okay.
But McGuire. Okay, now we found out now. Let's come back and find out exactly what
we on right now. We in the 12th chapter, verse 15.
Okay.
And we're going to take it. I'm going to be quiet if the whole 15 go out.
Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 15. 15 reads, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
Right.
Even the first day you shall put away leaven from out of your house, your body. For whosoever eat leavened bread from the first day until the 7 days.
So from the first day to the 7 days. So this is what day is right here.
It's the first day.
First day.
This first day right here. So this thing got to go how many days?
7 days.
Seven days.
That soul, that person, shall be cut off from Israel.
Okay, good. Now, he's going to start telling you exactly about this thing. Because everybody gets caught up with, well, Julian and the Gregory and all that. Yahweh going to take you all that business. He's going to take you off. He, y'all remember Yahweh in 26 verse 10. He said, I called in from the beginning. He already knew what would happen to you. So he's going to lay it out for you to be able to teach it. But no problem. Look at that next verse.
Verse 16.
What?
In the first day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
What we in right now?
A righteous gathering.
What day is this?
The first day.
You see what we're doing? Let's see. Now, right now, we're doing that we're having a righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're minding what's about that. And what else we doing? What else is that?
And in the seventh day.
And in the seventh day.
There should be a righteous gathering.
So now, whenever the seventh day come up, y'all, that day is a what kind of day?
A righteous gathering.
All in between is meat and greens and whatever, you know. But the first day and the seventh day is a righteous gathering. Is that what we read? We explain that, right? The first day and the seventh day is a righteous gathering. Go ahead and read.
To you. No matter work shall be done in them.
Right.
Save that which every man must eat.
I'm saying that which every man must eat. So we got the sisters, they already getting prepared, supposed to be eat. Cook them up and eat them up and everything going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. That only may be done of you.
That only may be done of you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
17. Right.
And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
So now we talk, remember we done the feast of Passover. That's not the way now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're doing the feast of who?
Unleavened bread.
Now we in the first day of the feast of unleavened bread. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Unleavened bread. For in this self same day.
In this self same day.
Have I bought your army.
Yes.
Out of the land of Egypt, from the word from Nazareth.
Right.
Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
So it ain't gone away with y'all. Remember, our sisters of Israel read, well, this is for our learning, this is for our ammunition. We read that, but see, the world told you about from Lent. See, you know more about Lent than that, and that's on a. That come up on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
That might be on next year. It might be on it. See, they're all over the place on what they be doing. And we do Bible. Go ahead and read.
Verse 18.
Now watch it say 18. Now, listen, Captain Joseph, read Captain.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even.
At the first day of the 14th month at even. What day are we on now?
No,
but we on the 14th day. But when Eden kicked in, what happened?
Oh, it's the 15th
day. Oh, remember we were just jumping around, just doing a little thing. We waited till the sun break in,
mm-hmm.
till the sun go down,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We were waiting on a mark 132. What is that? The case? We were waiting on the mark 132. That's what we were waiting on. We're waiting on the mark 132. We were waiting on Mark 132. That's what we were waiting on. We were waiting on Mark 132. That's what we were waiting on. Mark 132.
Mark chapter 1, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And at even, when the sun did set.
At even when?
The sun did
So we was reading scriptures to get was doing Passover. What were we waiting on to call that break? We was waiting on evening to the sunset. Because we know whatever that was on Passover is over at evening when the sun set. Now we went out from Passover in what? First day of unleavened bread. So just 14 days that we were in, but when it got to evening came in, it kicked off the 15th day, which is the first day of unleavened bread. Is that right?
Are we on point?
So we on point again. We're on the first day of unleavened bread. Is that what we on? The first day of unleavened bread. When the sun set, we said, the Passover have concluded. It's over with. Now let's get to unleavened bread, because this is the first day of unleavened bread when the sun did set. We ain't looking at no calendar. We ain't looking at nothing. We ain't looking at no moon. We look out the window and see the sun has set. Didn't it? Hallelujah. Well, you hear grandson over there talking? Yeah, get ready. I like that. Go ahead and read.
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 18.
Listen to this.
And can you read?
What it reads?
In the first month on the 14th day.
It's the first month of the what?
On the 14th day.
Now, the first month is, what month is that? Again, according to 13, verse 4.
First month, the book of Abib.
And what happened on Abib again?
On the 14th day.
Because they start looking at the ground, they start seeing what?
Oh, you're talking about the green there.
You see what they were doing? See, they weren't walking around. Yahweh gave them the signs. They gave them all the natural signs that they had. They know, see, the priest knew when he started looking for the what?
The green
here. So he knew he was getting, you see him saying? So we all natural people. So the ones in the leadership, they was watching the corn start moving around a bit. They said, from the time we did last time, this right here pointed the same thing. They weren't looking at poop grain when they were around or spewing or nothing. They know I look at the earth and see the new grain. And they knew there was time for the first month of the year to you, Israel. Because when you came out, he said, this will be the first month of the year to you. Can you look down at that corn? You sort of block them out? That's telling you something. And that corn was a sign, Mother J. of Israel in 7824. What's that corn? That corn is so important for you, whether you know it or not. You know, that corn is so important in Psalms 78. But you want to eat all shrimp by rice. But in this corn, it's something that we need to know about in Psalm 78. And why he used the word called corn, which we'll tell you. We're going to Psalm 78 and find out why he said corn. Yeah, we're going to Psalm 78.
Verse 24.
Yeah, 78, 24. What did he say?
Psalm 78, verse 24. And it reads.
What it reads?
And had rained down manna upon them.
He rained down manna upon them.
To eat. And had given them of the corn of heaven.
You see, that corn is the corn. That's what the angels eat, y'all. The corn is a blood. It will get to your blood, your immune system. It'll ward off all the diseases that you might catch from somebody else by having a belly full of corn in you. Because that corn came from where?
Yeah.
You see that? That's why that corn is so important to have that with every meal you eat. That corn wards off if somebody else down. It keeps your immune system at its highest rate by having a belly full of corn in your system. You ain't got to worry about somebody sick. If you got your corn right, you got your Yahweh right, say it in, help me out, a young lion.
Yes, sir.
16 verse 12, with Messiah, what do you say? 12 down to verse 14, somewhere. What do you say about the, what do you say? But he said something else, too, now.
Yeah.
He said in the 16th chapter, verse 12.
Yes, 13, sir.
14, what do you say?
With the Messiah in chapter 16, verse 12.
Listen to this.
But it was neither herbs.
It was neither herbs.
No
Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh.
Which healeth all things.
And his word would heal you. So now if you want to be low down and doing the corn, but Yahweh still stands, you can't order the water to hold back the wet. You got to be doing Yahweh's Torah keeping, and then you got a big belly full of corn. Now you're looking pretty good in Yahweh's sight. Well, you know it or not, and do the rummage. Who will help me out? If do some for you and do the rummage that you can read. I'm going to tell you what to do for you. It'll help you out in Deuteronomy. This is corn. Because the brother say, statement made, yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what it makes you do. I'll tell you. That's what he's going to get the first one to tell you. I'll tell you what it makes you do. Matter of fact, it'll get your blood system or is it? High grade, something else. I ain't really getting off into it. I'm just reading the verse. Where we going to read the verse at? Verse 23, son? Where we going? Because you might say, so what's wrong with you? He said, well, what's wrong with you? I mean, it's up to you to put the right things on the table if you want verse 23, 25 to be in our life. It's up to you. See, you clogged me all up. You got me all clogged up and talking smack. Why I won't jump on the couch and go to sleep, huh? So what made it you need to look what it says in 23.
What
would it say? Look what it says. Read that, Captain Joseph, read that 25. See, a lot of times, you know, you hear them out. Well, you know, you ain't like the way you used to be. This is what maybe you ain't like the way you used to be, neither. Look what it says.
Deuteronomy 23, verse 25. When thou come into the stand of corn.
So what kind of corn?
The stand of corn.
See, corn will make you stand off in it. That was corn to make you do. It's the way that you get away from you got you using swift fried rice and beef out. You want me to stand? You want me to stand in the game? Why don't you do the right thing? Huh? You see the corn make you do? You see the corn make you do? See what the hell do we all do? Well, you ain't like you used to be. You see that? But look, you see what's going on here? Is we reading it?
Yeah,
well. I don't know if I want to read that. We don't read that. No. But the point was saying, that was corn. Corn helped your immune system. It had your blood at its highest rate. So if there's any standing up to be done, you got to have plenty of corn in and Yahweh before that corn.
Hallelujah.
Yep, you got that? Because that came from heaven. Now, we're through with that. We'll get on that another time. Let's go back to what was that. What was that again?
We'll go back to chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
We're reading verse 18.
Mm-hmm. Read 18 again.
Okay, verse 18, read.
What is it?
In the first month of Abib, on the 14th day of the month at evening,
right,
you shall eat unleavened bread,
okay,
until the 1 and 20th day. In the month at eve.
So now we clear that you got to eat this unleavened bread. How long?
7 days.
7 days. Okay, I'm going to give one more turn over there. Go to the book of Exodus. I'm going to give one more statement in the book of Exodus. And let's see. Let me give me one more here in the book of Exodus. So you got to understand something. See, we don't have to keep on being in this bad shape, condition. Well, we can't breathe and everything. You know, you got to come out of the world system, and you got to understand. You got to follow the rules that Yahweh has laid down. The man and know about your body. He's telling you if you want to stand up again, get some standing corn. Get to Yahweh first. Then the less complaint will be going on. You be saying, look here, I'm coming on. You getting that corn ready? Oh, yeah, I'm getting the corn ready. Get the corn ready. Who's gonna be in your meal all the time? Now, I need one more statement out of Exodus. I need one more statement. Then I'll just about have my statement. Who help me out? Because I'm looking for a statement. One more statement in there, and I'll get out of the way. And that was all about it. Now, who will help me out? Maybe one more statement about what we own now. I need the timeline on it one more time, the timeline on it. I need to read the timeline one more time. I tell you what, I probably go to the Book of Numbers thing. I got to get the timeline. I got to get the timeline in the Book of Numbers. That's right, I go to Numbers to get the timeline. I only the timeline here. Remember, the heaven tablet is the timeline. Now, in the Book of Numbers, it is a timeline, and I want to read it. So I'm saying, we got to change the way, if you want your mate to stay around a little longer, you got to stop doing what you going to bring. Well, stop out and bring this. No, we got to do the right thing. Again, Yahweh will put the blessing on when we do the right thing. When we come together as one, we understand what's going on. And in the 28th chapter, Brother Hoshea Israel, see Roy. What does it say in Numbers 28, verse 1? I'm going to look at verse 16 and 17, and I'm going to be out of the way. Brother Hoshea Israel, see Roy, from Southern Kingdom.
28:1.
Numbers chapter 28. Mm-hmm.
There's one read.
What did it read?
And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying.
So who doing the topic?
Yahweh.
Okay, let's see if we take care of 16 already. Read verse 16. Let's see did we take care of it already. It just in the book.
And the 14th day.
Yeah.
Of the first month is Passover of Yahweh.
Did we take it at?
No. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's over it. Yeah, that's over it. That's we threw it there. Now, what's the next right now?
And the 15th day.
Oh, the 15th. That's what we on now, Amy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yahweh. Of this month.
Yeah.
Is the feast. 7 days.
This month is the what?
Feast.
It's a feast. How long?
7 days.
7 days.
Shall unleavened bread be eaten.
Okay, now, give us a little rules and regulations. 18.
In the first day, shall be a righteous convocation.
Okay.
You shall do no manner of servile work therein.
Okay, now we clear about exactly what's going on. You see what now this is all about on this day. And on that note, we're going to bring our elder in. Huh? Well, sir, elder break down servile, what that means by going, you going by Leviticus 23, verse 3, tell you what it means. What that means, they'll break it down. We will turn to our elder brother, Yahweh Israel, see Roy. We're going to bring our elder in, and he's going to take it from there. And on that note, we're going to bring our elder in. Brother Yahweh Israel, see you right here. And when you meet your brother, and when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, he said, Yahweh bless you, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, see you right here. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. We're in rehearsal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
All
right. Not
too
handy. I'm gonna let the young lions roar when they do that.
Hallelujah.
Brother Shea, you got something you want to add to the conversation?
Right. We're gonna just look at a couple of things and we're gonna move on that way.
Let's see that you get a little 12 on the table. You can
put some things on the table here. And we're here for this
unleavened bread, right? So we're going to go to the book of Exodus. We're going to pick it back up at chapter 12, verse 4, Mother D. The book of Exodus, chapter 12. Matter of fact, pick it up at verse, read verse 1 and read verse 2. Then Captain Joseph, give me Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, ready.
What is this? What's this day about? What is this? This was
verse number 15. And it came to that when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh's son slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Okay, so he tell you to remember this. Remember this time that we came out of bondage by strength of the hand of Yahweh. By the hand of Yahweh that brought us out of that bondage. And he brought us out, by our firstborn male. So what did he have to say over there in the book of Exodus, chapter 12? What else he want us to remember in verse, Mother Zeke, give me verse Exodus chapter 12, give me verse 14 and verse 15.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 14 and 15,
yes ma'am.
Verse 14, at this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and he shall keep it a feast to the Yahweh throughout your generation.
This generation right now, right? We're keeping the feast in this generation. Keep it to you.
He shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
So this thing got to be done by ordinance. This thing got to be done specific way for Alvin then, right? Okay, what verse 15 says?
Verse 15. 7 days shall he eat unleavened bread.
So how many days we got to eat unleavened bread?
7 days.
Okay, 7 days we got to eat unleavened bread. What do you say next verse?
Even the first day, he shall
Lord of Yahweh,
a way leaven out of your house.
So you're going to put out leaven out of your house on the first day, but he's not talking about leaven, literally take it out of your house. We're not talking about that. You're talking about, can I run that scripture down, Brother Titus? What's that in 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians? I'm looking for
1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians.
6.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get that just in case. That's it. Chapter 5. You want to, Now we're going to, matter of fact, you go to 6, 19 to 20, and, Mother G, you can give me, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and give me, give me verse 6 down to verse 8. What you reading over there, Sister K?
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Uh-huh.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of righteousness which is in you?
Yes, temple of the right spirit.
Temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and ye are not your own?
So Yahweh let us know we're not our own, that this body is the temple of the righteous spirit which dwell in you. So he tell you this body, it's not your own. What did he say in verse 20?
Verse number 20, for you are brought with a price. Therefore, greatly, Yahweh, in your, therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit.
So
Yahweh.
So he say, honor Yahweh in your body. So, how you honor Yahweh in your body? What you holding over there for me, Mother G?
First Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 6 to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6
can you give, matter of fact, Mother, can you give me read me one more verse? We'll pick it up at verse 5. Then we'll hand it over to Brother Simon. We got something. We have at verse 5 and we'll read down to 8.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 reads, who delivers such and one must be saved for the destruction of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
that the spirit may be saved in the day of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, your honoring is not good, knowing you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
So he said, little leaven, leaven the whole lump. So what do you say about that leaven in verse 7?
Verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven.
The old leaven. You got to purge out the old leaven out your body, out your mind.
Out your mind.
Uh-huh. So what do you say?
That you may be a new lump.
Uh-huh.
As you are unleavened.
Uh-huh.
For the seed of Yahuwah's son, I will pass over to sacrifice for us.
So everything, Passover sacrifice to Yahuwah the Son, when you get that, right? Mm-hmm. We got to purge ourselves from this old leaven.
Yes.
So he's talking about taking the leaven out of the house and nothing like that. He's talking about keep you from eating.
Well, then, well,
and getting caught up in and getting caught up in the flesh.
Yahuwah answered and said unto them, destroy
Mm-hmm. If you got that carnal mindset, you don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Oh, you got verse 19. He's reading verse 19.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Verse 21.
You on 21, Mom?
Now, verse 20. I just read 19.
Go ahead, Mother Z. Go ahead. Keep going.
Verse 20. Then said the Yada Judah.
Mm-hmm. Southern King of Little Bird Jew. Go ahead. 40.
40 and 6 years was this temple in Beos.
Yeah.
And will thou raise it?
Read up.
In 3 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 21, they're going to hit right here.
Verse 21. But he spoke of the temple of his body.
You see that? He spoke to the temple of his body.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So we go, who's reading something from us? That you, Mother, who's reading? Exodus chapter 12. Just got done reading, finishing up verse 14 and 15. He's reading that, where you left off at, verse 15? You read that already?
Yeah.
Okay, we knocked that out of part. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so we're going to, you're at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right?
That's right.
So we're going to pick it back up at the first day of Unleavened Bread. Uh-huh. So we're going to pick it up at verse, we're going to the Book of Leviticus, chapter 23. And we're going to pick it up, we're going to read verse 1, 2, and we're going to pick it up at verse 6, Mother Eve. Book of Leviticus, chapter 23. We're picking up at verse 1, verse 2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give me 4 and 6.
4 and 6.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 4, and 6. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, to speak unto the children of Israel,
uh-huh,
and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh.
So this concerning the feast of who?
Yahweh.
So this Yahweh's feast, uh-huh,
which he shall proclaim to be righteous.
Together. Uh-huh.
Either these are not people.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Yahuwah, even righteous together, which he shall proclaim in their feast.
Mm. So these feasts have to be done in their feast. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month,
mm-hmm,
is the feast of unleavened bread.
Okay, so today is the sun went down. We at the feast of unleavened bread right now on the 15th day.
Yes.
Okay.
And you see, Yahuwah, 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we in a, what we doing right now, we get our, go to Book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11. This is what we're doing at the feast. We'll get our Judges, chapter 5, verse 11 on. And then, see, can I write down the precept to that? While Captain give me that, we're going over there to the First Samuel chapter 15. I want to say verse 29.
Judges chapter 5, verse 11. Uh-huh. They that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of broad water, them shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahuwah.
So what we doing right now is we're rehearsing the righteous acts of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
you finish reading that up?
Even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel.
And what is the righteous act that we can read? What is the righteous act that we can read, young lion? What is the righteous act that we can read? Psalm 119, 142, 144. What's the righteous act that we can read? What can we read about the righteous act? The righteous act. What is that?
Yeah.
What is that that we can read? That we can read about the righteous act. We're rehearsing the righteous act. What is that? 119, 142. Come on, Sister J. I mean, Sister K. Bring it out. Sister K. Israel, bring it out. That righteous act. That we can read. What is that we rehearsing? 119, 142.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 142.
Mm-hmm.
It reads.
What it reads?
The righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Yeah.
And thy law is the truth.
The law means first five books, Torah instruction is the what? The truth. So that's what we rehearsing, the truth. The first five books, 144.
Chapter 119, verse 144.
Yeah, what do you read?
The righteousness of thy everlasting.
That testimony means that covenant.
Yeah, that's right.
The righteousness of thy covenant
mm-hmm.
is everlasting.
How long is it?
Everlasting.
Go ahead.
Give me understanding.
What it do for you?
I shall live.
It give you what?
Understanding.
Well, how you get understanding in 111, verse 10? Moses, how you get understanding? All that'll get you understand, but something you gotta do. Mother Z, what you gotta do in 111 verse 10?
Verse 10.
What read?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
A good understanding.
So watch this now. Oh no, this how you get a good understanding.
Good understanding have all they that do Torah instruction.
That's how you get a good understanding. But you have to do what? That's so now that what we got to rehearse. You rehearse that, you get a good understanding. But he also his song piggyback off of Mother Lee of Israel in the 9th chapter, verse 9-10. A final statement was made, Mother D F Israel C Royal. What was said in Proverbs chapter 9, 9, 9, and 10? Chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. What was said that we can read?
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10.
Let it read. What it read?
Give instruction to a wise man.
Yeah, you give instruction to a wise man.
And he will be yet wiser.
He is
wise.
Hallelujah.
He says, seek a just man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Verse 10.
Huh?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Oh.
And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
You see, and the knowledge of the righteous and so we're rehearsing the righteous act come out of Judges 5:11. We're rehearsing that righteous act by keeping the Torah instruction.
That's the man rehearsed.
That's the rehearsal we're doing. We're doing a rehearsal right now. Got our friends is on, first day of unleavened bread, you know, getting ready to drink them up and eat them up and everything else. My friends are all day here. They ready to get in.
Come on, y'all. Y'all back on the clock.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah,
wow. So we're going to, who's this reading?
The man rehearsed.
We've got y'all reading Judges, right?
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
practice for later public performance. So we practice for public performance. And so when Yahweh, so that means they got to defend his word.
That's what we heard him say.
Yeah. Defend that word.
So what, what's the definition of rehearsing again?
Rehearse means practice. Rehearse means practice for later public performance.
So that's what we're doing. Getting our practice on.
Getting our practice
on this word.
Mentally prepare for recite.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so we are practicing the righteous acts, and we're going to find out that the righteous act is the Torah instruction. So that's what we're rehearsing. We're rehearsing the Torah instruction. So let's get another precept on righteousness. Yeah, mentally prepared, I said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get another precept on that righteous. Let's see if we can get on this righteous. We're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 25. We're going to pick that up, Mother Eve. Anybody got a hit on that third round?
Okay.
What you got?
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I'm still looking.
Rising up and nothing like that, verse 4.
And there shall be no
around the temple, not eating it, it's a sustained inside of your mind, getting rid of the desires and the cravings to eat it. So we just learned about that.
Neither shall there anything of the flesh which you sacrifice the first day and eat remain all night.
So he said, go ahead. He told him, go ahead and eat it all up when he had to leave up out of there. He said, there won't nothing remaining until the morning.
Verse 5. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates.
Did the Passover already.
Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10.
Jay, go ahead and read yours first. I'm going to go for a second with you.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the break of day.
Mm-hmm. Verse 25. Yeah, we read all the way until we get it. It'd be verse 28. Let's get in the way, all the way to verse 28.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he searched the power of his thigh and the power of
Jacob's thigh
was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me."
If you bless me.
Said unto him, uh-huh. "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." Verse 28. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel." For as a prince, as thou power will Jaguar and will man and has prevailed.
That was the meaning of the word Israel means.
And Jacob.
That's
right.
Tell you.
Hallelujah, bro.
That's right. Your nation are called no more Jacob but Israel. Mm-hmm. You bless with the name Israel. Second wind of Genesis 35, verse 9 to 10. Mm-hmm. Make it all the way to 9-11 real quick. Yeah. 9-11.
Genesis 35, verse 9-11. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again.
Whoa, when he did it the first time?
He appeared
unto Jacob again when he did it the first time. That's to make sure we on point. We ain't just tweet bird nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So when he did it the first time? renamed Jacob what?
Israel.
Israel. So that's the end of Jacob. Jacob is a polluted word from that point on.
That's right.
Who he named Israel. Your name is Jacob. Your name is not to be called anymore Jacob. But Israel is told what it means. For as a prince, you got power with Yahweh when you use the name Israel. And that's why we got Israel at the last of our name. Because we want Yahweh to respond to us. We're supposed to denounce our slave name. Because Yahweh is not going to respond to you with your slave name. So put Israel at the end of your name and you got a blessing of Yahweh over you when you're out here.
Yeah.
Who he named Israel? Jacob. Your grandfather's name is Jacob. But Yahweh changed his name to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what our name is, Israel. So we got the blessing.
I got just note taken. I got some from Jubilee 32.
Now you got some Jubilee 32. What you got? What you got, Sister Jay? What you got? What you got, Sister Jay?
I want Captain the Reed.
Okay, you want Captain the Reed?
32.
You want Captain the Reed? Come on. You want Captain the Reed? All right. It's Jubilee 32. 21 to 25. All right, so J. Israel, I want Capri. Jubilee, what?
32. 21 to 25.
All right, hallelujah. Let's see what holy word you with.
Jubilee 32, verse 21 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw in the vision of the night, and behold, a ministering spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand.
Yeah.
And he gave them to Jacob.
Yeah.
He read them and knew all that was written therein, which was of all them and his sons throughout all the ages.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed him all that was written on the tablet and said to him, do not build this place, and do not make it an eternal temple, and
okay.
do not dwell here.
Right.
This is not the place.
Okay.
Go to the nation or the house of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
your father, and dwell with Isaac, your father, until the day of the death of your father. For in bondage thou wilt die in peace.
Okay.
And in this land thou wilt be buried with honor in the sepulchre of your father, with Abraham and Isaac. Fear not, for as thou hast seen and read it, thus will and all be. And do thou right now everything as thou hast seen and read. And Israel said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?
Mm-hmm.
He said to them, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
That's the name Israel then?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
Israel.
Aspect of severe labor, because a great many people no longer engage
engage in any sort of strenuous physical work. And I find it more effort to associate severe labor with that which you do for a living.
You see that? Do what you do for it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. that medium exchange, that's what it means by severe work. You do no more. You don't mess around. Let somebody tell you, well, I'm gonna pay you triple time, and then you also, oh yeah, I'm gonna get in. I'm gonna get a piece of that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. That's good enough. That's good enough right now. That's good enough, Elton. That's good enough right there. Now, what verse were you reading again, Cap? That Sister Jay gave you. Okay.
32:21-25.
Okay. 32:21-25.
I can't remember all that I have read.
Yeah, but you can see, but what Yahweh said he was going to do for him.
Bring it to his
memory. He's going to bring it to his memory. That's how it happened. But all we can bring it to your memory is that precept that 334 at St. John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do he bring it to your memory? Then now you got to look for your precept in that to get the answer.
John chapter 3, verse
33. 334.
John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom Yahweh has sent, speak the words of Yahweh.
Yes.
For Yahweh gives out the spirit by measure
of him. So Yahweh will pour it on you, give to you spirit without measure. Mm-hmm. See, when you got him right, he gets you right. That's how it works. So now you understand. Now when you read 49:1, with that understanding, with that parachute, now read Genesis 49, verse 1. Reflecting back to Genesis 32:21-25. So now, when Jacob made this statement, mm-hmm. when Will made this statement in 49 verse 1, reflect back to 32:21-25. What did it say in 49:1? Read what you say. We correct that one here in red. 49. Go ahead.
Genesis 49:1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day.
Well, see, if he got his song, that means his name been changed already. So if his song, if you talk telling something, all them songs was young. They were very young when his name was changed. But he said, gather yourself together, I'm going to tell you what's going to befall you what?
In the last day.
In the last day. Now, where's he coming from? To make that statement, where was he coming from? The statement that Sister K read from.
How
I'm going to remember it. Yeah. So it's come from the precept of 32:21-25. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So how do
you just bring all things
to right. Remember. So Yahweh will bring all things to remember. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to tell Gad something in verse 17. Let me tell Gad in 17. Now tell me what this means. Let me show you what he's going to bring to his members. You know, it's happening in the last days, right? Look at verse 17.
Genesis 49, verse 17.
What?
Dan shall be a serpent by the way.
Verse 19.
Gad, a troop shall overcome him.
Now, a troop going to take down Gad. Who is Gad? Who is Gad? He said, what going to take him down is a troop. Now, what troop took him down in 1831? Andrew Jackson. You're going to have anything. Andrew Jackson, he came up with Andrew Jackson was going to do for him, and it bombed by 1831. See that? You see how powerful this Bible is? You ain't know about the whole shit Israel see, right here. You see? So the bottom line, Andrew Jackson is the one who took the brother, that's a two to tough him down, took Gad down.
Andrew Jackson did,
around about 1831, find out what year that Andrew Jackson took him down. Find out what year it was. See, all this right here, we got to be on point. When we get out of here, we're going to be on point.
31.
We got to be on point. Andrew Jackson is the troop that took down Gad. And the president, Andrew Jackson, that's the one that took down the captain. Andrew Jackson is the one that took down Gad. It was prophesied way back there in Genesis 49:1. Andrew Jackson is the one that took down. That's the troop that took down Gad. Of northern kingdom.
Yeah.
It was prophesied with this for the latter days, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for their days. So now you find out when that Andrew Jackson took them down. Now you find out, now you do your homework on Andrew Jackson. What did he do?
Yeah.
See? this shit, Bible is real, but see, they read it as a novel, but we got to make sure we read it spiritually with the understanding that Yahweh gave us the thing. We know about the prophecy of who going to take what, who going to do what, how they going to do it, when they going to do it. And we all understand what it got written in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, above Micaiah. We know what he got written. Now, we got to look up on Andrew Jackson. You'll find out what he did. Prophesied he was going to do it. He just put a name on it. So when it came, when it jumped off, we got it.
Book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Verse 1 reads, come and let us return unto Yahweh.
Turn to Yahweh.
For he hath torn.
Torn.
And he will heal us.
He will heal us.
He hath smitten.
He hath smitten us.
And he will bind us up.
He going to bind us up.
2 days, verse 2.
Now, one day with Yahweh is what in 90 verse 4 of Psalms? What is one day with Yahweh that we can read? And what a precept of that is? 94 verse 4. What is one day with Yahweh?
Chapter 90 verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 reads.
What it read?
For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday.
Yesterday.
When it is past.
Right.
And as a watch in the night.
All right, what a precept of that.
Chief speak of the nation of Israel.
Yeah.
2 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3.
There you go.
Verse 8 reads.
What it reads.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Don't be ignorant of the one thing.
That one day is what Yahweh has 1,000 years.
As 1,000 years. So we clear. We know exactly. Andrew Jackson, you look for Andrew Jackson for when he removed dead men in 1814 to 1858. Look for Andrew Jackson. See what he did. He was all around Tennessee. He was all around everything. He removed all the gags that were about there. He took off 22 million acres of land, moved them about there. So all this in here. And then another thing, you got to find about the Louisiana Purchase. What that supposed to mean? What did Napoleon do? What did they do? What did him and Thomas and Jefferson got together and done? All this information we got to be make sure we down ready to go. You know?
Napoleon.
Yeah, what did Napoleon, what made him have to want to sell the Louisiana Purchase to Thomas Jefferson? What made him want to do that? What happened? What was going on? What was going on in Haiti made him want to do that? Because he got a good whooping over there in Haiti. That's all. He got a good whooping in Haiti. And once he got a good whooping in Haiti, you know he was in bad shape. And that was a freshman. Wait, yeah.
During the war of 1812,
okay.
Andrew Jackson decisively defeated the Creek Indians.
The Creek Indians, and then the Creek was really there. And that was Gad.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Creek Indians, you call this Gad. He defeated Gad. Go ahead.
His heroic defeat of Gad in the Battle of New Orleans cemented his reputation as a war hero.
You see? So y'all just make sure we gotta be on point on everything.
You said that too. That's a joke. Got my number 540.
So y'all gotta make sure I got a down pack about the Louisiana Purchase. What happened? What caused that problem? What were they doing? What happened when Judah got over there with old Benjamin over there in Haiti and then withstand them and took it down and took down Napoleon the Frenchman? Remember, what three countries had this thing that they plucked up from the root? What were the three conferences already over here? What they name? Huh? What was their name? They was already over here. And over there, that Noah came about his roots, knocked them off. France, Spain, and who? Britain.
Britain.
Spain, and Britain. They had you out of state tied down for that little horn they call the United States came and knocked them off.
Verse 12. That's right, in that same hour, the right spirit was teaching us to walk the sun. All right, me and Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, think about our verse 21, 22. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Sister K. Israel, Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22.
Captain Joseph.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, he was a man, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused by flies swiftly, touched me about the time of the
Oblation.
Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Uh-huh. Skill and understanding. He's going to tell you who these people is in Daniel chapter 1. The skill and understanding. Give me that Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Mother Z.
Daniel chapter 1,
who's the people that got skilled and understand? Daniel chapter 1, verse 17.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. For as
try to get a name on when we read Daniel chapter 1, verse 20. King acquired them there. He found them 10 times better, which is smarter. Right?
Interesting.
Okay. Let's see, you got to get a name on who's the dead man. Okay. Right? Going to right here. Just give me Daniel chapter 1. Try to put a name on who's the dead man, these four people.
What about my
Yeah, Daniel chapter 1.
Facebook.
Okay, Daniel chapter 1. Yeah, Daniel chapter 1. Pick up at, Daniel chapter 1. Pick up at verse 2. Verse 6. Yeah, Daniel chapter 1, verse 6. Take it down. Oh, she is real. Daniel chapter 1, verse 6. Daniel chapter 1, verse 6. All right, the Sister K Israel. Daniel chapter 1, verse 6.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 6. Now among these were of the children of that's Dr. Judah, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah.
That's right, verse 7.
Verse number 7. Unto whom the prince of the
eunuchs
gave name.
You know what eunuch means? Yeah. Brown definitely heard it mean for y'all.
We got to find out who eunuchs is.
Yes, Brown, what it means. Freak man, that means the eunuch. What that means?
A man who has been
incarcerated.
Yep, especially in the
past. Okay, good. Just make sure you know what it means.
Yep,
and been castrated. Cause they don't want them to stand up and nothing they got going on. Right. Cause you'll be around the kings, right? And they don't want you to be standing up while they're giving order somewhere. They want you to be taking, cause they just know that you love some green ear corn. You know you love your corn, see? So we gonna take care of you for that. So what else? Right. How's we all run?
Alright, we'll finish off right on verse 7, Daniel chapter 1, verse 7.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. Until the prince of Emah gave name. For he gave unto Daniel the name of
Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay, that's it. Okay, let's go to Exodus Square real quick. We'll find out reason why we here for. Go to the other side of the book of Exodus chapter 12. All right, Sister K, go to Exodus chapter 12. Give me verse 1 and 2. Give me verse 1 and 2.
How you doing?
Good. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2.
Just get down verse 12.
Get
down verse 12.
You're on your way. Okay.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and then verse 12.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saluted words, land of bondage. Say, verse number 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year.
Okay, what this month is, this month, you got to have a name on it real quick. What can we read that? You can't just say it, but remember, we got to have a verse on the table. Exodus 13, verse 4. Exodus 13, verse 4. Mother of Israel.
Okay.
day it came out of the month Abib. Okay?
All
right. Give me another hit again for second witness. Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16. We'll be clear about that. Deuteronomy 16, 1. Romans chapter 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. What is he? Third. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1.
Observe
the money they did. Right, back to you. That's it. I just want the name on that. Okay. All right, back to you, Sister K. Exodus 12.
Seven tribes, 40 and 6 years for the
for this temple and building. Mm-hmm. And will you rear it up in 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Rear it up. Verse 21. And he spoke of the temple of his body.
The temple of what?
His body.
So what do you want you to do with this unleavened bread? Don't put no leavened bread where?
Temple of your body.
Your body. Y'all got that?
I got something on that. I got a precept on that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, 17. I'm going to knock it out.
Go ahead, Brother Israel.
Know you not that you are the temple of Yahuwah, mm-hmm. and that the spirit of Yahuwah dwells in you.
Right.
Verse 17. If any man or woman defile the temple of Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
they shall Yahuwah destroy. For the temple of Yahuwah is right. Which temple you are?
How you gonna play it?
That's right. Okay, second witness on that. Second Corinthians.